95% of our lives are run and created by our subconscious mind programming. Imagine if your subconscious mind is running many negative, disempowering, and self-sabotaging programs. How will that 95% of your life turn out to be? Would you like help to change your subconscious programming into something that works for you and set it to attract and create everything you desire? Join Tamara Oviatt in her show Metaprogramming and the Human Biocomputer here on OM Times, where she will connect to the source energy and change your subconscious programming by deleting your negative belief systems. Tamara is the founder of Sacred Activations, a subconscious metaprogramming modality that rewires your brain and shifts hundreds of your belief systems so you can break away from lack, pain, and suffering, and take control of what you want to create in your life. Tamara has helped hundreds of thousands of people worldwide, and she is here to help you too. It's not about fighting what you don't want. It's about creating what you do want. And the only way to do that is to change and upgrade your subconscious programming. Let Tamara help you create magic in your world. Tune in every week at Metaprogramming and the Human Biocomputer.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. I'm so excited to join you this week. I have two incredible guests with me, Heather and Jason. They counsel people in love. They sing in love. They do seminars in love. They're all about love, and they're all about helping you become in love with yourself and in your coupledness. Mm-hmm. And what a gift. I mean, the world definitely needs the power of love. Or the powers of love, and that you guys work together as a couple to do this is absolutely amazing. I mean, look at the assistance everybody gets from you. That's absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much for joining me today and being here with us and with our audience. Everybody, we are recording this on Zoom. And so if you're watching this on another program, we've already done it live. So if you want to do it live and join us, please make sure you join on my website and you will get invited every week. And you'll also get access to the replays because this always comes up a week later. So thank you everybody for joining us today. We're going to have a good time. We're just going with the flow. We're going to have a conversation. We're going to do some healing practices. And then we'll be taking a break. We'll come back for a little bit. And then at the end of the show, you guys, I'll be running activations for what I felt came up today with the audience. So make sure you stick to the end of the show because I will be doing some work at that time. But at this time, this is for Heather and Jason to share what they're doing. So we're just gonna have a conversation and let's see how we can help you today to be more in love, really. Isn't that the bottom line of all of this? Mm-hmm. Perfect. Hi guys, thank you.
Hey.
Good morning from the City of Angels.
We're so glad to be here.
It's a little rainy out here.
Oh man, we've got atmospheric rivers going on. we caught up with the rest of the country.
Where are you living? We're in Southern California.
Yeah.
Out in Ventura County, which is outside about 40 minutes from Los Angeles.
Yeah, I used to live in Channel Islands. I used to live in Westlake. I used to live in
Well, we're in Simi Valley.
We're in Simi. We're Wood Ranch.
I never lived in Simi, but was there often. Yeah.
Perfect. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm now living in Yucatan, Mexico.
Oh. Wow.
Got a lot of people in Mexico. Is there a way, because we're seeing just ourselves, is there a way
we want to see your you face? Well? Face.
Oh, that means you're just highlighting them, Debs. You want to fix that so all of us, we're all highlighted?
We'd love to see you. All we see is ourselves.
We're actually supposed to be next to each other.
I can see both next to each other.
Okay, that's fine. It's just our camera. Okay. We're good. We hear you.
All right.
I'll just keep looking at this beautiful.
What you can do on your screen is if you go up to the right, you click on
that.
Perfect. That's great.
All of us. Yeah,
we're good. There you are.
Well,
thank you for having us, Tamara. This is such an honor. I've been following you personally for a while and just watching what you're doing and just watching you impact the world in the ways, you know, we always say what our piece of peace on earth is. Mm-hmm. And your peace is, you know, just expanded over the years. And just thank you for holding the mantle that you are.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's fun to come here and play. And
love that play.
That's it.
If we're playing, you know, if we're taking it too seriously, we need to check ourselves a little bit.
Well, truly, we are playing.
Yes.
We are in a video game and we're playing.
Yes.
If we take it too serious and get caught up too much, that's when it, you know, rules over us. So,
mm-hmm.
So very true. It's a whole world full of people that don't realize they're in the video game. I think it's, you know, that's the power of so much. The power of love is to like loosen up the body to be able to see the goodness around all the time. It's always here.
Yeah. Yeah. So how do you support people? And tell me a little bit about your path. I know, Jason, you came out of TV and also have had your music all over TV and in film and everything else. I mean, what a career. How amazing. So how did this bring you to the counseling part of helping individuals?
Yeah. You want to go first?
Sure. Being 11 years old, I've been on stage since I was a little kid. You know, that's where I received love and attention, was being performing and doing all this stuff. And I've been a DJ producer for 3 decades, you know, getting people to wiggle their bodies to music that makes their heart sing. I've been DJ One Love in the industry out here. And, you know, that's been just part and parcel of what we do. But being an actor was a storyteller, and I really love telling stories that move the heart. But at the end, you know, all of it that's going on, I had an awakening personally after the towers went down in 2001. Something shifted. I started meditating. I come from traditional Christianity and had to leave that kind of box a long time ago, back in 1997. And missed prayer, missed that connection to the universe, to God, to that thing that I was deep in for 10 years. And when that awakening began, something started happening within my heart. And I knew that love was something that was not just a relational thing. It was something, it was an energy, it was a force, it was a power that if I chose it in every time of my life, you know, things would, you know, as we'll continue to unpack, and as you continue to know, for you that are listening, when you choose love, you find what happens. And and so I personally was married before Heather. I have a son who's now 16 in a previous marriage, and knowing that it went to its cycle. And I've always felt that a relationship that was equal, not I'm wearing the pants of the family, but that there's this balance of masculine, feminine, and you know, that was something that just called me forth. And I believe that I prayed Heather into my existence.
Likewise. Yeah. For me, I, you know, I grew up in a third generation pastor's family. And so music and ministry was the life that I grew up in. And it was very deep. And in 2000, my whole career had been as a worship leader and a women's ministry conference speaker. And deeply into that, but also very caught in the awareness that there was something more and that inner conflict, you know. And in 2011, between 2011 and 12, my mom, my dad, my grandmother, my dog, and my marriage all passed. And so it was like life literally shifted in such a profound way. And looking back now, I see how Spirit was preparing me for that. You know, I see that season as utterly painful, but also it was like the grace awakening. It was like where I think my true relationship with Spirit came online. And after having had a messy affair and divorce and all of the, you know, the loss, it kind of got me away from any of my crutches and really alone with the presence and understanding my relationship with Spirit in a whole different way and realizing that Christ is inside of me as me. But in that process, came across a video of this beautiful man that I literally, when I saw Jason, it was an interesting feeling because it wasn't even romantic. It was beyond, there was a soul connection that it kind of startled me a little bit. It was a very pure hearted connection. And once we prayed together, we had a Zoom or a Skype session at the time. We
remember Skype?
Remember Skype? Skype just kind of disappeared.
We used it yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know it still existed.
Yeah, I had to use it yesterday because I was on a telesummit. So, I don't have a home phone, so I had to call in through Skype.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny.
Yeah, no, I remember Skype. So what year was this when you guys got together?
Early 13.
Right after 2012, as we all know. I mean, yeah. A lot of us that were on this path, we knew 2012 was a big shift on the planet. And this is what came out of the shift.
That's when my, I was in that wave of awakening with lots of others who.
Oh yeah.
That gateway. Yeah. And it was fast and furious.
Yeah. My modality came in 2012 in Scotland.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go. Yeah. So it was like for us, you know, the music part is a big part of our heart and how we serve. You know, that, if we tap into those higher streams of music that come through what we do, but at the end of it, you know, just when we just understand, when I was a child, I just felt, I was an empath. I didn't know what that meant, but I was just feeling the weight of the world. Mm-hmm. And I was always questioning, why are we here? What's happening? And that's why, you know, I spent 10 years in traditional Christianity, because I knew something, there was something about the Christed energy, something about Jesus Christ that was like calling me. I didn't grow up in religion, but I just knew that when I read my little child's Bible and seeing the way he loved kids and loved the animals and healed, and it was just like, I want to be just like him.
Yeah.
I watched Jesus Christ Superstar when I was a kid. I'm like, I just want to be just like him. And so there was something that was ignited that I believe already existed. I believe we came here with this coded for these times and healing away the layers of that, but doing it in partnership, because we understand, you know, you can go out there and do great things in the world, but if you have not love, and how do you know that if you have love, just be in close proximity with another soul, and you'll see where love is having its way.
That triggers all your buttons. You know, congratulations. My parents were beloveds, deep beloveds. In fact, you know, they departed this reality just 11 months apart from each other, but their legacy was authors of a book called Two Friends in Love Growing Together in Marriage and Journeys Without Scripts. And even though they were in that early, more basic traditional paradigm, there was a lot of spirit running through, not only the wisdom that they pulled through their relationship, because that's where love has its way, right? And love isn't necessarily one level of consciousness. It keeps unfolding and unfolding and unfolding. And I watched them, you know, go through trial after trial, illness, and seeing that Christ energy so alive and pulling them through different stages of their relationship and the wisdom that came out of it, and that they left that behind. And so I feel like at some level we have carried on that mantle of serving couples and communities, knowing that couples really are at the foundation of a healthy community. And if this smallest form of government isn't at peace, it's really hard to have world peace.
Yeah.
Truth.
Well, yeah, because world peace comes from us anyways.
Right.
So yeah, it's an inside job.
It is 100%.
Yeah. It's a total inside job. Yeah.
So congratulations on your wedding.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I married a rebound relationship from my divorce, and we connected like right away 25 years ago and had so much fun for 6 months, and then it ended. It had to. But there was that deep love there. So we reconnected in Florida, and we dated in California. Actually, we met Westlake.
Wow.
Yeah. So we reconnected in Florida, and within 6 months, we're living here in Mexico.
That's great.
So, yeah, we're going on 3 years now.
Wow. Yeah. So you're getting into the meat and potatoes.
Yeah, it's starting, you know, because it's a little ripple at first, but it's starting to calm down and mesh much better. Mm-hmm. You know, the ripples are fading away and it's simpler. So that's really nice.
Yes. So good.
So tell me more about your parents and that opening up with you on how that brought you guys together to do what you're doing today.
Well, I think the simplest way to explain that is I think it was because of what my parents had. And I too went through two divorces. And so we both, you know, having that background, among other things, both have some addiction in our past and had come to a place in that season where I knew that it was time to fully turn my life over, like to take out all the stops and surrender. And I think one of those things immediately when I saw him and I knew that that code was inside of me as well to journey with a partner, it was a divine moment. It was like, I have no idea what this is, but I know that this is a path partner of sorts. Mm-hmm. And it took a little bit of time for me to get the courage to send a message and say, hey, it's a little crazy, but I feel like we're supposed to connect. I'm not even sure why. It was really important for me, a piece that it was totally in purity. There was like, it wasn't like, oh, he's really hot. I want to get to know him, even though he's very handsome. And I felt that royalty about his essence. There was just a pure spirit connection. And I know you know that feeling, you know, it's beyond anything that human love is. Yeah.
I feel that if I can say this, I mean, we've experienced actually phenomena that we felt their presence around us. Yeah. I feel like specifically her father, you know, a big soulmate of my heart and soul. And I felt like he kind of tapped on my shoulder and tapped on her heart and just said, look, can you watch over my baby girl? And just, you know, carrying those codes to really take the mantle, you know, take the essence of what they're, that they, he and his beloved, you know, were here to do. It just felt like they're kind of sitting and hovering around us.
Definitely. And I think they also knew, and this is, we'll get into this a little bit, but the on the shadow side of things, they also knew that I needed a strong man, that we met each other in our shadows and we would be the death of each other. You know, in a really healthy way where we were able to come to the mat and really lay down the things maybe that were binding us. And sometimes it takes relationship to show you where your shadows are hanging out. And that's mm-hmm. been one of the greatest gifts in our relationship, is to really, you know, have someone, we close the back door knowing we're going to figure this out. And we're on an individual journey with spirit, but the reflection to be able to heal those places has been,
you know, in that first conversation, Tamara, we talked about areas. I mean, it was the most powerful. When I prayed with her on that call, I knew something was going on. And I wasn't looking for a relationship. We were just trying to figure out whether we, you know, as friends, to be honest with you. But when I prayed with her for the first time, I knew that I was going to continue to pray with this woman for the rest of my life. I could feel it. But there was something that we talked about that we were aware of in our own personal lives, was the distortions around sex, money and power. Mm-hmm. And God had placed on our hearts the importance of clearing those and how those are the problematic spheres of disconnection, dis-ease, mm-hmm. divorce, dysfunction, discord, all of those things. And so we came together with that calling individually and together to clear that and know that love is going to call us through whatever that is, and lead us through those clearing and purifying. And so we often joke that our home, our second address, is the cauldron. We sit in the fires of divine love, where it's peeling away all the layers that at the core of our hearts that we know and you can hear and you tap into, whether it's a meditation or you're just listening to that presence within, yeah, that's calling you to let go of everything that is unlike that.
Yeah. It's become a more comfortable jacuzzi.
Yeah, it's a jacuzzi of love.
No, it's gotten easier. You know, like you said, it's gotten easier. It's the more that we're willing to do our own work, the easier.
Well, it's like working out, right? I mean, you get, you
know, it is. Yeah. And it is doing your own work, because what I would do, you know, if Mike and I, you know, were having disagreements, I just started looking at myself in it.
Yes.
Like, why is this bothering you?
Yeah.
You know, this is his stuff. Why are you getting upset?
Yeah.
So I learned to, when I looked at that and other things that I judged him on, when I changed him within me, he changed.
Oh, so powerful. True. So true.
So it's like,
there's only one of us.
Yeah. So there's really no reason to disagree or argue. And if he gets frustrated, I just, you know, I love you, honey. it just everything.
Yeah.
You know, so, and it is, it's, there's just one of us. Mirror, mirror, you know, what are you mirroring to yourself and what you need to learn?
Yeah. Totally. So true. So true. It takes a while, you know, to get to that place. And I think one of the things that we learn with the different couples that we work with, because a lot of them aren't aware of that, you know what I mean? There, it's like, we still think that we're two separate people. And while we are, it's been a really good stretching and learning for us to learn how to meet people at different stages of awareness of that truth and still work with the pieces, because it always comes back to the relationship we have with ourselves, no matter what. That's it.
Yeah. So how do you help couples with this? What do you do?
Well,
talk about our program.
Yeah. There's a couple of different ways. I mean, it's ultimately, you know, Tim, I spent 4 years training in the science of mind and understanding where creation begins, how do we shift, you know, right. And in that journey, when, you know, we have things and gateways and tips and tricks and all the things that we do to guide people through, but ultimately what we're doing is we're creating a powerful, coherent field of love. Mm-hmm. That in that space, there's a space to what we call exposure therapy. Mm-hmm. So we're bringing the presence to where the shadows were, you know, we're shadow workers in a sense, like it's as disconnected from those darker aspects that you're not owning. You know, we allow this safe space for you to be seen, to be heard, to give you guidance. And, you know, when we're presence, when you're in the presence of love, pure love, that's what heals. That's what reveals everything. And that's what we do our best. And so we have different ways to help people through understanding from falling in love to rising as love. You know, this idea where the golden shadow we talk a lot about in relationship, where we're casting that disowned part of ourselves on another, mm-hmm. and we're not owning that part of ourselves, vice versa.
In both a good projection and a bad projection.
Yeah.
Not bad, but a shadow projection. There's 6 modules that we take people through, and it's designed to, there's lots of questions that as they individually go through these questions, it's designed for them to then share and create a new level of conversation in the relationship that maybe they haven't even thought to have with each other before.
Mm-hmm.
So it just kind of gradually goes through, and the culminating one is sacred sexuality. Because what we've experienced is that, you know, the deeper the connection and intimacy gets in terms of being able to open those channels and not hold, they're pulling all the weeds out of the shadows, that intimacy just continues to increase and becomes its own kind of language in the relationship. Sometimes our sexual connection says all kinds of things that our words can't, and we can learn a lot about our own tendencies and personality through our sexual connection. So it's a really kind of a holistic journey that we take people through.
It's very psycho-spiritual. You know, it's dealing with, it's very grounded. It's very practical. You know, we've had clients who don't have an experience with spirituality as much as another does. Mm. And we've found that their lives are, you know, they are able to hear and then understand themselves in a really practical psycho-spiritual way, and maybe start opening up, because at the essence of what we're here to do is really bring people back to the source of love itself, you know, and that's where through the thickness of our relationship, the karmic stuff that's come up, having that relationship with spirit, you know, and cultivating that together and individually,
yeah,
it is the life stream of the health of the relationship. And so the cord of three strands is often said is not easily broken. And so it's that beloved, we create that beloved relationship, because if you're coming at it with the human consciousness or the lower level consciousness, it's your problem. Because as we know, there's a spiritual solution to every problem. All our problems today would be very well served if we connect to something greater than our, you know, whether it's in AA, we talk about a higher power, where we're connecting to something in relationship. And that's something that we do our best to cultivate and introduce if somebody's new to it, whether it's just meditation with each other for 7 minutes and cultivating that inner stillness so that you can get out of the rut of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard you say that you studied in science of mind for 4 years.
Yeah.
I love, yeah, I love science of mind. Yeah.
Were you part of the Westlake group?
Yes, I was. With
I thought so.
Yeah.
With Reverend Sue.
Yes, Reverend Sue. Oh my God.
Yeah. Were you there when Jim Lockard was there?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Jim was one of my teachers. So yeah, that was a big, you know, foundational piece of
understanding. Oh, we probably know each other. Hi.
It's so interesting. So we were there when it changed to the Global Truth Center and James Mellon took it over.
Yeah.
It's so weird because
when you there when Jim,
and I
when
started
Jim was there?
Talking, I'm
when
like, James? I
think so. Yeah. I was there when Sue left. When Sue was there, I was teaching like Sunday school. And,
okay.
Wow.
You knew Sandra Dixon, right? You knew Sandra Dixon really well. Yeah. Good friend of ours.
Wow.
Yeah. I know
Sandra. Small world.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think, what was the redhead's name? She was an assistant.
Amy.
Minister, no.
Oh.
Whatever. Yeah, I'm from there.
That's why, when you said Westlake, I was like, she's got to know people there.
So that's a big part, like bringing, you know, treatment in a way that, I mean, that was a powerful journey of going through that and understanding the teachings of Ernest Holmes was really impactful. But that's still a smaller box for who we are, to be honest with you, Tamara, because we've spent times in the jungles of Amazon. We got married in Peru after 3 nights of ayahuasca. You know, that is a powerful, practical grounding part of our work, understanding how we create and helping shift, as you know, shift the consciousness, because consciousness is what's creating our life. And what is our belief about love? What is our belief about relationship? And is it safe to be loved and to love in greater capacity?
Absolutely. You know, that's a perfect, we could talk about ayahuasca too.
And oh, good.
But we have to take a break. So you guys come back. We're going to continue the conversation. And then there's a process that you guys are going to do for 5 minutes. And then I'll do a process at the end. So make sure you come back and we'll be back in 2 minutes.
OM Times TV. Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust spheric approach. OM Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be. By putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, OM Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an OM Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on OM Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive OM Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. OM Times. Open yourself to the possibilities. Do you want to go deeper into sacred activations, which is a subconscious meta-programming process? Tamara Oviatt is inviting you to visit her website at tamaraoviatt.com to sign up and get lifetime access to free 7 activations that you can listen to anytime you want or as often as you need. If you like what Tamara does and like to incorporate sacred activations into your life, she also offers live webinars, masterclasses, and practitioners training to further support your healing, manifestations, and expansion. There are hundreds of activations on her website that address different aspects of your life, money, health, relationships, intuitive abilities, and more. Head over to her website at tamaraoviatt.com and experience the magic of sacred activations. Thank you for listening.
If I could be you, and you could be me, for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's minds. Walk a mile in my shoes, walk a mile in my shoes. Well, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I'm still here with Heather and Jason, and they're going to do a process of prayer with you to bring you into your heart. We're going to go ahead and skip the ayahuasca conversation and go right into a process. So I want you to just connect. I think enough of us praying and spending time in that will really help our hearts heal and to be able to be more present. So please go right ahead.
Thank you. You know, I think one of the things that we've recognized at a deeper level lately, with all the things that are going on in the world that tend to go on in our homes and our relationships, you know, there's a little child inside of each one of us. As we know, a lot of us have probably on this call done some level of inner child healing or, you know, inquiry to understand these patterns that we carry in our life and seeps out into all of our relationships. And so what I would love to do right now is just to invite us all into that space, maybe put your hand on your heart and really envision that little child part of you. You know, there is, when I envision our divine source as this beloved mother, father presence, that perhaps things that you needed as a child emotionally, maybe physically, maybe mentally, spiritually, maybe it wasn't the optimum situation that you would have preferred, but it's incredible because right now in this place, we just can come like a child as our beloved brother, Jesus, Yeshua, the Christ said, come bring little children unto me. When I really tune into that feeling and recognize that I am not only the little child, but I also am the beloved mother, father that can come back and scoop this little child up and remind this little one that he or she is not only perfect the way that they are, but that they in this of full trust and faith and surrendering each moment and really bringing presence to whatever is in front of us. There's always something that we're moving through the challenges that we open up and we recognize that our very breath as we receive that breath from the spirit, that in this place we have all that we need. And so I'm grateful to know that we can come like a child and that we can rest our heart in this place and know that no matter what it is that we need to ask, we need guidance for, we need support, that we are infinitely supported in this place. And I'm so grateful just to know that as a group, that we can collectively feel this and radiate this out into the world.
So breathing in this truth that's been spoken, I just invite all of us to just remember this now moment, to feel, to open your heart, to receive the presence of love itself as we speak this as one heart, as the powers of love, mm-hmm. knowing that love is what God is what creates, is what unites, is what heals, is what reveals it, what provides mm-hmm. everything we need. We live in a world that is for us. We live in an energy field that is orchestrating synchronistically every single breathing moment mm-hmm. for our good. Mm-hmm. And it is done each to each of us as we receive and say, yes, this is truth. As Einstein said, the biggest decision you can make is whether you live in a friendly or a hostile universe. Mm-hmm. And so our prayer, our knowing is that love is having its way through each and every single soul that's listening now and guiding and guarding and providing. Great Spirit, we call forth for evolutionary love relationships on the planet that are beacons,
yes,
radiant fields of Christed-hearted ones. Truly what the Christ means, this Christ stream, this pure golden diamond light, maroon, bluish, violet stream that's going within the energetic body systems, grounding into Gaia as beacons, as watchtowers, as light fields of the earth. In this time of transition, we require more love on the planet. And may we see, when we look at ourselves in the eyes, in the mirror, may we say, thank you, I love you. Mm-hmm. And if there's places where we need to let go and release, may we have the courage and the strength to surrender into this field. Mm-hmm. It is safe to be here. Mm-hmm. As my beloved has said, we are wrapped in a presence that is so comforting. Mm-hmm. And sometimes conditions, sometimes affects the things that we created from before this now moment. We just have to move. As I heard the buffalo go through the storm, go through, point in, and come out the other side. We know love is going to heal what needs to happen on this planet. So thank you so much, Great Spirit, for this now moment. We call this forth in every single one of us, that the golden seed of love is planted in the hearts of each individual now. And may it be watered, may it be flowering and blooming in their own being. And we just know this to be so. And together we say, and so it is.
Yes.
And so it is. Thank you. I love you. I love that. It's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, doesn't that feel good to everybody? I mean, feel that peace in your heart and that calmness that comes over your body. And remembering that you're always connected. That connection is always there. You're never alone. You're never alone. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's no reason to be lonely, because Spirit is always with you. Mm-hmm. That was beautiful. Still feeling that joy. So funny, our similarities and passing, like that. Linda Fisher.
Yes. She was on my panel. She paneled me in my licensing. Love Linda.
Yeah. We used to do this mastermind group every week.
Okay.
I used to do a lot of the different classes.
Oh, wow. What years was that?
Something, I think 96, 97.
Oh, okay.
99, 2000-ish.
Okay. Yeah, that was before our time there. But yeah, those are Linda Fisher's, a beloved of our heart.
Yeah, it's amazing. So small. Yeah. Such a small spiritual world.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, so you guys actually didn't start going until 2013?
I've been going, yeah. I've been
12.
2008 for me.
Okay.
I started, yeah.
But that was in North Hollywood when James took over Westlake. That was like 2016, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, perfect. So do you guys have any events coming up? What's the name of your website? How do people get in contact with you?
Yeah, you can go to thepowers.com. And we've got something that we're going to be doing later this month. We're going to be doing a webinar. This is a whole kind of rabbit trail, but we talked a little bit about the sacred sexuality. We're kind of more formally working on material that's going to really support people in deeper healing, bringing people back to innocence, especially in relationship when they've, you know, got some painful past and baggage and things that are still kind of just like in the way of really connecting in that field of innocence. So we'll be offering something probably at the end of the month for that.
On the 29th, we'll have a Zoom. Yeah. Well, actually, not probably. We're going to.
Yeah.
We're going to have it. It's on the 29th of this month. There'll be an online aspect to it. We're going to be doing it in the physical as well. But we're going to really, we're calling it relationship reboot. And so it's that
reset. Yeah.
Rebirth, realign. It's going to rain.
What's the name of this show?
What's happening here? No, we're going to bring, you know, and it's going to be a really low, it'll be very easy to get into and be in our space until you get introduced to our work. But you can go to thepowersoflove.com and see more. But I would love to read something for us here, because this is really, it catalyzes and understands what we're here to be doing. And Andrew Harvey and Chris Sade wrote a book called Evolutionary Relationships, and it's on the front cover of our website. But they say it's critical to remember that this crisis we're facing, and we can agree that we're in a crisis on the planet. So there's a crisis that we got to remember that we're facing, is which the sacred powers of love in the human soul are being diverted by distraction, by greed, by ignorance, by the pursuit of power, so that they never irrigate the world and transform it. What is needed now is a vision of evolutionary relationship as a relationship that helps us come into the real, take responsibility for it, and enact our sacred purpose with a partner. And for the world, when two lovers come together in this dynamic love consciousness, they create a transformative field of sacred energy from which both can feed to inspire their work in reality. So I read that to catapult those who feel like they're here for a purpose greater than themselves. When two people come together, like somebody said, it's 11-11. I have it tattooed on my thumbs for a very reason, that I truly believe when an individual such as Heather is in her sacred, she's masculine, feminine poles are moving, they're operating, and another individual is operating. When they come together in an evolutionary way, they create a portal, a transformative field of sacred energy that feeds the planet, that is that beacon. Yeah. And so that's our piece. And if you want to join us at the end of the month here on the 29th.
And also you can go to our podcast on Spotify, Liberating Life Through Relationships. We're really excited about that. And just, you know, I think what's happened for us over these last maybe 7 or 8 months in particular is having gone on a lot of different legs of our spiritual journey, really bringing all of this back into the practical so that it's accessible to people that are at different stages of awareness and development. And any two people can use support. We say, don't do relationship by yourself. You need a village. It requires all of us, just like parenting does. So.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, and it's important to have support. And it's important to be together with your divine partner.
It really is. Yeah.
It's so different for me. I was single for 24 years, so.
Somebody asked, what's the name of the podcast? It's called Liberating Life Through Relationship. Yeah. But if you look up the Powers of Love.
Powers of Love on Spotify.
Yeah.
Thank you. And their website has been posted here twice, the Powers of Love. So you guys can link in there. And I'm sure sign up on their email list so that you can get notified. You can do it on Zoom, or if you're in Simi Valley, Westlake area, you can go join them in person.
Yes.
Thank you guys, I wish we had more time because I just feel like we just started.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we only have an hour and I have a process I have to do now. So I have to say goodbye for now. And it's so beautiful that our paths crossed again.
Yes.
Amazing. And
I absolutely love the work you guys are doing. I think it's very important. And so thank you so much for joining me today. You guys definitely connect with them. I know they're going to help you. And I'm sure they work with individuals also. I don't think you have to be a couple to connect with them. So connecting with them could help you become a couple. So that might work for you. So definitely connect with the powers of love. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you, everybody. So I'm going to do a process. And what I'm going to do now is a couple of the things I wrote down while they were talking is finding God without religion, because people run away from God because of the religious aspects about it. I know I did. I went through being raised a Christian also, and I knew there was a lot of things wrong with it, but I also knew there was a lot of things right with it. And I kept trying different paths. So I ended up in Science of Mind. And that was a more of a fit for me for a long time. And then when I started journeying into past lives and stuff like that, I actually journeyed out of the church because it was no longer a fit for me, but it gave me what I needed at the time. And it was really beautiful. Sorry, I'm seeing myself here and I fixed my eyelash. Oh my goodness. So thank you. So I want to do the activation, finding God without religion, and Christ consciousness activation, which is really, you know, connecting and opening up to that Christ consciousness, to that love, to that feeling, to that emotion. And it's also known in sacred geometry as the flower of life. So this is really going to help you open your heart and connect. So you can't do this wrong if you've never done this before. You just close your eyes and you receive. The energy all comes from I like to call it God, universal love, whatever you want to call it. That's where this energy comes from. So just close your eyes and receive this, and I'll be silent for a few moments. So we're doing the Christ consciousness and finding God without religion. So you can just have that connection with God, with Source, with Spirit, without all those belief systems controlling your relationship and your love. Everything is inside of you. Bring your energy into Mother Earth, connecting as this energy is flowing through every single cell of your body. Okay, just connecting your energy into Mother Earth, opening your eyes when you're ready. You get a nice big deep breath. I'm feeling the energy of that peace, love, joy, and happiness flow through every single cell of your body. feeling at peace. Good. Somebody just wrote in happy, happy, joy, joy. I sang that yesterday. I was on with Darius on New Wealth, and at the end of the process, I sang happy, happy, joy, joy. So why don't we do that now? You're going to love the way I sing. You're welcome to join me. That'd be really good. I'll tell you how it goes. The song goes, happy, happy, joy, 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 happy, happy. Happy, happy, joy, 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 happy, happy. That's the whole song. And the song is so helpful when you're frustrated or you're angry or your mind keeps going into the negative. When you start singing happy, happy, joy, joy, you can't help but start giggling. And that vibration of joy is such a high vibration. It's one of the highest vibrations on this planet. It's even above love. So when you're singing happy, happy, joy, joy, you go back and you go into joy and you go into happiness. You have to, and you have to giggle. And so it's just, it's a must. So do you guys want to go ahead and unmute yourselves and sing with me? You don't have to.
We'll definitely try it.
We will join you as best as we can. We love it.
Okay, perfect. All right, so let's go. Happy, happy, joy, 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 happy, happy. Happy, happy, joy, 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 happy, happy,
joy, joy. Love it.
Happy, happy, joy, 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 happy, happy. How many happies, how many joys? Is it 3 and 3?
I think so. I don't know. Happy, 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 happy,
joy, 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 happy, happy.
Joy, joy, happy, happy.
Okay, happy, you keep going.
Happy,
we'll...
joy, 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 happy, happy.
Happy, happy, joy, 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 happy, happy.
Hey, there you go.
Okay.
Happy, joy, 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 joy,
joy, joy, joy, happy, happy. It does. It does. Totally.
Doesn't it? It makes you smile.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So there you go, you guys. Thank you again, you guys, for joining me. I'd love to connect with you some more. I love what you do.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for joining me today. I'll be back next week. We have a lot going on, and you just got to go to my website and check it out. There's a lot of upcoming webinars, and practitioner training is coming up at the first week in February. So sending you all lots of love. I hope you're having an absolutely amazing day, and thank you. See you soon. Bye.